Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Pussy nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Everybody, welcome back to another week filled with nothing but the truth. I am your host, the new Miss Lovely Black, and welcome my super awesome co-host, Mo Benz. What's happening, boss?
Yo, yo, what's up, people? What's up, Miss Lovely Black? How you doing this week?
Oh, I'm good. I don't like that momentum there. You're kind of down there. Are you okay? What's going on here, buddy?
No, I'm good. I'm just, you know, I'm chilling. I'm good. I just wanted to
okay.
See what's up with you. You know what I'm saying? You know?
I've had an amazing week. This week was predicated to rest and relaxation. As you guys who follow me on Instagram, I said, listen, I got about a week of rest and relaxation, and it's been just that, okay? The most I've been doing outside of, like, working, you know, and it's very minimum of that is cooking. I've been cooking every day. But it's been an awesome week, super amazing. I got a lot of rest, the kid, dad with the kid, and so basically he's just been maintaining with both of them. And nice. I had to get up in the middle of the night, and I slept through the whole night the other night. I woke up scared.
Oh, snap, that's
like,
always good.
I was scared that I slept
through
the whole
night. You woke up scared,
you
slept so good?
I was slobbing and everything, like, I slept through the whole night. And when I woke up, he was still doing his thing. I was like, okay, I'm going back to bed then. You know, so it's been a pleasure for all of the mothers out there that understand when you have a 4-year-old and an infant, a 5-month-old, you don't get no rest. And you always moving, so you always working. So to have a break is amazing. And
they keep you good.
I am recuperating from last night, so I have a little bit of drink tonight, but it's a little bit because last night we went so hard. It was ridiculous.
Hard to paint.
So my family cooked dinner and we went over there.
Good
and then my family was like, well, we'll keep the bag. Well, they was gonna keep both of the kids so we can go out. But the 4-year-old bucked at the last minute. he didn't want to stay. So
bulk,
he
right.
was just like, okay, you know, come on, you know. He's like, come on, let's go. So we left one kid, brought the other kid, but we still turned up. We didn't get to go out like we planned, but you know, we still turned up and had a good time. And I think I went to sleep at about 3:00 this morning. I just got a promotion on my job, so I didn't have to go in until 11.
Look at you.
I didn't have to go in until 11 because I'm doing training for the new position over the next 3 days. So that worked out in my favor. You understand me? Because I was beat. And I said, listen, pour me a little bit of drink. Nothing over my ice. I can't do too much, okay? I'm exhausted all over again, and I was like, I was just rested.
Yeah.
I was just rested, but it's fun, man. It's a lot of fun, and I'm like, I'm going to get out, and I still didn't get out, but it was all worth it, though. It was worth it. So.
All right, so that Orlando sunshine is treating you right then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm having fun. I'm enjoying myself, and, you know, he came in, and it was like, okay, go. So, you know, I'm comfortable. I'm not comfortable with people around my kids. We talked about this. That's why I couldn't kind of get situated in Georgia because I'm not going to keep finding different sitters. He over here, you know, 6 to 6 p.m.,
yeah.
and if I want to go on a date, he got to go over there or something like that. Yeah, I don't want to do all that. So I'm only comfortable with certain people around my kids, and he, you know what I'm saying, he been around all of my kids, so, you know, and all of my kids deal with him. So, you know, that's like, okay, I get a break, you know, like that's.
I got you.
That's more than anything. No matter where I'm at in this country, if I would have went to Texas, he would have been in Texas. So, you know, it's like just patiently waiting for you to figure out what you want to do and get it together. So, yeah, man, it's been amazing. It's been amazing.
Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, so my week was cool. I mean, like, so shout out to myself. I'm going to give myself a shout out because I finally finished up my classes. And got my license reinstated. Yeah, because I was doing that.
Yes, you was working hard on that too.
Yeah, I was. 22 hours online classes. So, you know, that just had me like on the computer like all day. So, you know, got through that. Then shout out to my wife. My wife had our checkup. So
your phone went low. I don't know. Bring your mouth back to the phone and start that second part over again.
All right. So I was gonna say the second part is. Shout out to my wife. We both got checkups. We're both healthy. That's good. I do
that
got
is
some
great.
Things up that I just noticed in my, you know, in my way of doing things. But it's all to the good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy about that. So praise God on that. And now I'm just getting back organized. You know what I'm saying? I've been kind of like off the grid a little bit as far as like real estate transactions and stuff like that. So just getting back to it. But yeah, definitely a productive week. You know, so. You know, I'm ready for the wind
down. How often do you guys have to renew your license in New York?
Every 2 years. So, and this is my first time renewing it. So, this was all just new to me. You know what I'm saying? So, I was like, all right. So, where should I sign up for this at? What courses do I need to take? What's mandatory? How many hours? Do I really got to sit here for all 22 hours? And yes, you do, because they actually have a timer now. So, like, you can't just, like, kind of go through it real quick or whatever. You got to really take your time because it makes you, you know, do 4-hour classes as if you're, like, in, you know, like with an instructor in, you know, at a classroom. You know what I'm saying? So
Right.
It was just, yeah, so, you know, but it was cool because at the same time, there's some things that you might have forgot or you might be thinking you're doing things the right way. You can be, you know, kind of committing a violation and somebody call you out on that, you know, you could be liable for something. So it just keeps you on your toes, especially in New York City. Everybody trying to, you know, New York City is the land of the juxtaposition. So you got to, you know, you got to be careful. So, you know, keeps you on your toes.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations
yeah.
and congratulations
thank
again.
You,
you know,
you.
We making strides and making moves. And,
so,
yeah, I'm just like, you know, I found out that, too, this week. I took some money and put it aside, and I was like, okay, now I'm going to go ahead and get, you know, my licenses and everything for my businesses transferred to Florida, right?
Okay.
And it's
okay.
because I was looking at some stuff on Georgia, and it says, you know, in some certain states, you know, you could just transfer, you know, everything that you have. And I put a lot of money into these licenses and things like that
yeah.
that I have, different numbers that
cool.
I have. And so when I got here, I'm thinking I could just transfer. So I'm like, by the time I transfer it, I may spend $500. I'm cool with that. Great. You know, go take myself to
yeah,
lunch.
You, already,
you know,
you budgeted,
cool.
Yeah, you budgeted it.
Man,
yeah.
I found out
more
this
than
week
you...
I could not transfer nothing to Florida.
Oh, you got to do everything new.
So,
and you, what, pay and get all
new
licenses.
Went from $5 went to $1,500, and it was that hurt.
Oh,
I was like,
oh. You lie. Oh, see, I had the $500 on the budget, not the $15. I feel
well,
you.
You know, it makes yeah, more sense at this point to wait until after the holidays because everything is going to be slow because of the holidays, you know. You got people
okay,
that's
yeah,
rushing
yeah.
in trying to get it done to have it for the beginning of January. But if I do it now for the state of Florida, then that means that I have to file for two states as opposed to one. And then Georgia, you already got to do state and federal taxes. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
Florida, the good thing is that I'll be back to one just doing federal taxes.
Oh, yeah,
because
Florida, you don't even have state taxes, right?
Right. And
that,
it take me
yeah,
half a day to do my taxes and my businesses and everything that I
yeah.
have going through in Georgia.
Gotta have
so
that paperwork.
That's
going to
cut some time down. So I just said,
okay.
Instead of me rushing to pay this money and things are going to come back to me slow because of the holidays, if anybody
yeah.
in business, you understand that when it comes to the holidays, guess what? People get in the holiday spirit, and the holiday spirit is like, fuck that. I got 100 applications in my queue, and I'm going to do 3 a day. So, you know, there's no point because then I would have to file for Florida or put that on my radar, and I don't want to. So I'm just going to wait to the beginning of the year. You know, I was like, I'm going to have a hell of a fucking first quarter, man. It's crazy.
Okay, you
but kudos
to
that.
Position.
Yeah, you know, kudos to that. And I'm going to hit the ground running. And you know, the first day of the year, I'm going to apply. So I'll be ready for February 1st. But yeah,
that's
us in a nutshell, man. Happy, happy, joy
yeah,
over here. You know, always
yeah,
happy
yeah,
when
yeah.
the kids can be with their dads.
Yeah,
I'm always excited when you know my kid. He's 5.5 months, and he started walking in his walker. He started moving in his
wow.
walker this week, and I was like. Dude, why are you moving? Like, you know, now he know how to push back and, you know,
yeah.
he was trying to get, he seen the light, you know, in the garage and he was trying to get out the garage and he was literally almost there. I was like, okay, let's bring it back, buddy. So, you know, he want to sit up now, you know, he like, you know, I'm 5 months and I can't hold my head up all the way, but I want to do what everybody else doing type thing.
Yeah.
And you got a 4-year-old brother that you looking at. So I'm just like, you know, I'm not really ready.
Yeah,
yeah,
cool,
I got
man.
One
I, you know
kid
what?
Running
not,
through
I've
the
seen,
house screaming. Now I'm going to have
seen
two.
I've seen a little picture you posted. He's got so much personality already in his face. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow,
listen,
look at that little man. Already,
this,
I see him.
His
surface,
looks
facial
will
expressions.
Kill you.
I'm like, we
yeah,
are.
Like my 4-year-old, he's verbal. He'll verbalize some things. The 4-year-old, he'll talk. Oh, that hurt my feelings, and I don't like that. That one there, the
yeah.
young one, man, he
yeah.
will look at you.
It's written on your face.
So
it's
hard.
On his face, right?
Like, what? Is you tripping, lady? Is you tripping? And I'm like, dude, you
yeah,
switching out on me, you know? So you've been switching out on me all week, right? Because you brand new, right? And it was
yeah.
something. It was something. He was mad at me about something. He was whining because he had put him some kind of way, like to sit him up, and he he rolled over, okay? So
okay.
I heard him, but I guess he was expecting me to come, and I sent him in there to get him. And when he got his arms, he looked at me like, so you really going to send him in here? You hear me crying? like that. Me mom was serious. Like, and he went to sleep right there like that. It was just too damn cute. And I was like, oh, but, you know, I realized that I'm minimizing the stuff that I put. So I didn't really put all of the extra stuff on there. But if you are on my Facebook page, because majority of my family is on my Facebook page, I share those moments and those videos on my Facebook page. So, it's been awesome for the kids, man. They haven't been bothering me as much, and I like it.
That's good. You're in a good space. That's good. Shout outs to that.
Yeah, I like it. So, tonight, if you make more money than your man, who is the lead in the household? So, listen. I had this conversation. Okay. I'm going to start here. Okay.
Okay. Let's start.
My mom, before she passed away, she had a bachelor's degree in science, a master's degree in mathematics. Okay. My mom had been with Orange County school system for over 18 years. Okay. She has worked in almost every path of the school system that she could, okay? Mm. She worked with paraplegic, the disabled children. She did that was her passion. She drove school buses. She was a hall monitor. Mm. Like anything in the school system
related.
She wanted to do, she did. She kept a job. Yeah, I can say, like, she was a hustler. And so me being the last girl, she had two girls, one boy. Me being the last girl at home, she always instilled in my sister, she always ran away. She really wasn't raised up under my mother. When she got about 12, my sister just started doing her own thing, for real. She was one of those type of kids. Before 12, maybe I want to say like 10, 11. So my sister really wasn't raised in the house under my mom. So we are alike because we come from the same seed, but we are different because we were raised different. But my mom always taught me to be independent. She always taught me to be independent. And I love her to death for that because right now I wouldn't be where I am right now. Sometimes, I mean, I need help sometimes. I tell people, I always need help. Even if I'm, you know, the business is thriving, I'm not going to say no. And so in the recent years, in the recent relationships that I have been in with the people that I've been in, and, you know, people are forever changing, I had to understand that some of the things that I wanted in life, like we can say, you know, I want to get married. But when you sit down and get advice from people, it's hard to take someone telling you, well, if you want to get married, you got to change you. You got to work on you. You know what I'm saying? He who finds a wife finds a good thing. That means you have to be a wife before you're married. That means that it's certain things about you that has to change, and that right man is going to see that within you, and if he doesn't see that within you, he's not going to wife you. You know what I'm saying? But it's somebody for everybody, and it's just, you know, somebody can wife you for you being who you are. But I always had the mentality that I'm not going to change who I am. If you like me, you like me. But that's not how life works. We have to change. We get up, we change our clothes. We change our bed sheets. We change our tires on our car. You know what I'm saying? We change our dish rags. We change everything. So why do we feel as humans that we don't have to change? And with this being said, I mean, the last 2 years, this is what I've been working on. This is how fresh this is to me. Because guess what? If I make more money than you, you ain't going to be in my household, number one. That was my mentality. And if you're in my household, you know, you got to have it together. And if I see that you ain't got the common sense, then I'm automatically taking over. And so this is a conversation that I feel like I'm going to have because it's a lot of women that think like that now. You know what I'm saying? You can tell by the comments and the so on and so forth. So we're going to get into the meat and potatoes about this whole, you know, who's the leader situation because guess what? You can't have a household where there's not a leader. Like, that's the thing. Like I hear so many people saying things like, oh, you cook every night, you know, for your man. It's 2018. He better go out and get something to eat. Well, listen, I was molded by my mother and my grandmother from old school, and they did things way different than the new school. But guess what? The old school was way more equipped to handle society, and it wasn't as messed up as it is today. So you mean to tell me that you want me to conform to the messed up ways of society of today as opposed to being where it was calm and people had common sense back in the day? Y'all can have that. Y'all can have that. So I want to jump into the meat and potatoes of this whole conversation because I think it's going to be good. Now, I know that some hit dogs gonna holler. And if you wanna holler, call my line, 646-787-1839. I understand that y'all probably not gonna agree with me tonight, and generally I'm for my ladies. I'm for everybody. But you probably not gonna understand or like what I got to say tonight. I'ma tell you right now, at the beginning,
what you saying?
You ain't gonna like what I got to say. But I had to grow. And so do you.
Okay.
So understand that. So
you gotta evolve. What's up? Talk to me.
If your wife made more money than you,
mm-hmm.
who's the lead of your household?
All right. So this is an interesting topic, and this is a very interesting topic for me and my wife. You know, at this point, like I said, let me just go back and kind of like set the listeners up for this. You know what I'm saying? To anybody who's been following this show, I've always said that marriage is a business and then having a family is a corporation, right? So with that being said, with a business, there's ebbs and flows to a business. You know, if your business has been open for years, then it's going to be ebbs and flows. It's going to be some years where the business is booming. Some years, well, all right, we got to kind of like reconstruct some things. We got to evolve with the times. We got to like get stuff together. We got to like reinvent ourselves. We got to remarket ourselves because, you know, if you stay stagnant, your business is going to go out of business because, you know what I'm saying? Like people ain't going to work once you sell it no more because it's, times have changed. You know what I'm saying? We see that all the time now with like just technology taking over. So with that being said, I'm going to answer this question forthright. You know what I'm saying? Currently, my wife is at a point where she didn't kind of like pass me up for a moment though, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I said, I'm doing some reconstructions, but in our times together, I've held it down quite often, you know what I'm saying? Where blah, blah, blah. Like I know she was looking for a better position and you know what I'm saying? So I would hold stuff down and that. And then, you know, a few years back when I, you know, was in another industry, and making great money, you know what I'm saying? You know, not big-time money, but, you know, good money or whatever. Because I've always, ever since I've been 16, you know what I'm saying, I always had that drive to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been like, I got to have money in my pocket. I can't wait for somebody to give me anything. You know what I'm saying? I've always been that
right.
type of guy. So with that being the case, to kind of sum it up a little bit, you know, so I made a transition. Like I said, I've been going, doing my real estate and all that, you know, everything that I'm doing now. But my wife, she's been on a kind of like a straight path because my wife is in the fashion industry. You know what I'm saying? So she was blessed in the last year or so to get a much better position than she's had in the past, which gave her
right.
a more of a financial freedom. So right now we're in a situation where it's kind of like that. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I'm the leader of the household. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely take, you know,
right.
advice from my wife and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, it's 2018. It's going to happen. You know, and I was that dude. I don't know if you remember that one Martin episode. Because Martin, like, really had a bearing on my young childhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the different episodes. I remember one episode Martin was like, oh, man. Like, you know, talking to his homeboys, like, oh, man, like, you know, Gina, she just got a promotion. She making more money than me. You know what I'm saying? But then when I guess he felt better when it was like, nah, but if you, because he was a radio host. So he was like, nah, but if you work more or whatever, she just put more out or something like that. So what
right.
I'm trying to get at is, you know, it's going to happen. Once you get into a marriage, and like I said, Miss Lovely Black, I know you had the kids and everything. But, you know, if you do find out that person, you know what I'm saying, that special person that you do want to commit and have a life with,
it is probably, you know, I mean, not to say that it always happens, but it's more than likely it's going to be ebbs and flows in your marriage where, like, you know, if you go in for a certain position and you, you know, about your business, you're going to get that and you'll make more money than your husband, or and vice versa. Then your husband comes back and does what he needs to do, and then, you know what I'm saying? So that happens.
Right.
So you know, that kind of answered your question.
Okay. So what if your wife say to you, well, I make more money than you, so you're going to have to listen to what I say?
That ain't going to work, Rock. That ain't going to work. Like, I'm not that type of person. Because, like, I can – I mean, not to say this. I don't want to be for my wife. If she happens to be listening to this episode. But I'm always the type of person – I'm a very confident person, and I'm a hustler. You know what I'm saying? So if it gets to the point where I'm just like, I can't take it because I don't like – you know, we're not on the same page anymore. I've always equipped myself to just – be it and just make it. You know, I'm not the type of person, like, I can do bad by myself. You know what I'm saying? I can, like, I don't need certain help. Like it's great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, you know, I want us to be beneficial to both of us. So, like I said, if you're having a good year, a strong year right now financially, and, you know, like, I'm doing my thing or whatever, but I see that it's still things that you need to take care of so you can be on point. Because here's the thing. Wealth is not owing anybody anything. So although a person might be making more money than you, they could be in way more debt than you. You know what I'm saying? And that's certain people, certain things that people don't realize, especially in our community. I don't want to get on some black righteousness or whatever, but I've noticed that with our people, we look at stuff just on the surface. Oh yeah, he making this and this and this. But you see that person may be in debt out their ass or whatever the case may be.
Right, right.
So what I'm just trying to say is, if it is a point where you or whatever other female or the guy that's in the situation is making more money, you need to sew up that debt, you know what I'm saying, so that don't come back to haunt you. Because, like I said, the pendulum always will swing. Don't ever get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? So it was times that I was saying, I know I'm up. When I was helping my wife was, you know, maybe out of work for a while, and she was looking forward to see where she was going. But I knew, like, all right, the pendulum is going to swing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do my best. You know, sometimes it might come off raw of, like, how I might say we should do a certain type of money, because I'm thinking in the long run. I'm just making sure I'm looking long term. I'm not looking in the short term. I don't want to splurge on certain things that I don't feel that we need that's going to be beneficial to us. Let me put this away and make sure we straight just in case something changes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm always thinking ahead, like a few steps ahead. So, you know, I hope that kind of answers the question a little bit more too.
And
yeah.
And I see you guys tuned in. I see you. If you got any questions, make sure you hit us up, 646-787-1839. Okay. So as an alpha male, we got, you know, if you follow the show, you know, Mo is an alpha male. You know what I'm saying? He said that's not flying in his household, right? So, okay, let's talk about this from a female perspective, right? And sis,
okay.
I love you. I'm going to love you before this conversation, and I'm going to love you after this conversation, each and every last one of y'all, okay? But listen, I just got on this 2 years ago. Like two years ago, I started the transition. But in all honesty, like, it just really started being beat into my head over the last year due to circumstances in my life, you know, and me having spiritual advisors in my life, male and women. And when everybody is speaking along the same terms, you have to make sense. So at what point do we feel like we tired of starting over? At what point do we feel like, okay, you know what, you're going to stop saying, I ain't got to put up with his shit because it's more me and out there. You know, I mean, like, at what point we do that? When we get out of the phase of, I ain't got to put up with his shit because it's plenty of me and out there, or I ain't got to put up with his shit because I can go somewhere else, then you're going to start seeing the value in the man that you have, right? Now, here's the thing. Ladies, sis. I'm not saying that the man ain't got to have no job at all, okay? Now, granted, I have a famous saying, a man with a plan is better than a man with nothing, with a dick in his hand. Listen, as long as he got a plan and he's working towards something, okay, that should be good enough as long as you see him working towards it. Now, I don't want to be the woman that's sitting supporting my man till we die and he makes nothing of it, because at that point it's like, okay, you ain't gonna try to bring no income in the house. You know what I'm saying? You ain't, I mean, goddamn, you know, to give me $300 or something, You know, give me something every month. As long as you can be consistent on a monthly basis. If you're working on your plan, then work on your plan. See, before, I would never talk to a man that I made more money than, because it was not feasible for me. That's not what I grew up around. I grew up around kept women. You know what I'm saying? But I have to understand that my hustle and my grind and where I'm going in life, it is taking me to a point that I may make money, more money than some. You know what I'm saying? That are great men, but that don't define who they are. So because I am grinding hard and I have different ambitions than they do, you know, they may be content with their job that they have. They may be excited. They may not want to leave, but that don't make them a less than a man, because he don't make as much money as me, because he is not used to the style, because he don't want to be in the same light. It don't make him less than a man. Ladies, when you have a man in your household, before I was like, I don't beat my kids. I don't do that. You can't talk to my kids like this. You know what I mean? We have had those conversations. But now it's like, okay, you know what? You got a man in your household, you have to tell your kids in front of them. The whole truth is nothing but the truth. When he tells you to do something, that's what you need to do. Now, of course, I need you to tell me if he touching you in any kind of way that he ain't supposed to. But other than that, you know, he is the authority figure. He is the person that you sit down and say, okay, I got these bills that I need to pay. You know what I'm saying? This is how much money I got left over. You still have to speak to him as the king and as the leader of your household for direction. Now, if that man know that you paying all the bills in your household, and yet he's still saying, well, baby, just give me this, or baby, just give me that, you need to go run and con up them other chicks. If you know that I'm giving you a place to stay and a roof over your head and doing what I got to do until your plan comes through, or until you get this promotion that you want, or until, you know, you get it together. So as women, if our man make more money than us, right, we want to keep our money in our pocket. You know, we want to go do what we want to do. Are you really taking that money, paying off y'all debt? Because if you stand in a household with a man and he make more money than you, you should be paying off whatever debt both of y'all have. You should be working towards the greater good if he's giving you the leeway to do what you got to do. So why can't that be a flip situation, that if you got a man in the household and you make more money than he do, why you can't do the same thing? Why you can't be as appreciative as anybody else? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, my whole point is this. Like, it's wealth. You know what I'm saying? Like, and me and my wife, we're on the same page. We want to build wealth. And the only way to build wealth is to get out of debt. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my wife, she did have to, I'm not putting our business on blast or whatever. But what I'm saying is, with certain things to put her in a position that she's in, she had to make certain sacrifices early, you know, like with, you know, student debt and student loans or whatever the case may be. So, you know, paying those off is a major thing. You know what I'm saying? And then credit cards that might
like
have
if he can't, he may not be able to pay all of the bills in the house if y'all in the house. You know, okay, there's good men out there that don't come with a lot of money, right? But if he's bringing substance to your household, then, you know, you have to, you know, be mindful of that. He might can't pay. You might stay somewhere in your shit $1,500 a month. Half of that gonna murk him, okay? But guess what? He can do. He can pay everything else in the household. Just make the situation work for you. I'm not saying go get a man that don't have no income at all. That ain't what I'm saying, sis. But what I am saying is that we have to start treating these men. I learned this, so I'm telling you. We got to start treating these men like kings regardless of what, because it starts in the household. Your kids see how you treat the men that you deal with. And most of you men, women got children. And for you single women that just go and hustle and grind, you make all this money, you can't buy a man and make him stay in the house just because you make more money than him. And you're trying to run the household. He still is the head of the household. Do you know that the happiest women are women that don't make all kind of money? They get them a man. They don't care about him and what money he bring. I promise you, sis, when you really making moves, you really don't care about how much money he bringing. Now, you care if he's out here hustling trying to make it happen, because an idle mind is a terrible thing to waste. So if he's sitting at home and he all idle and shit, guess what? He on social media flirting with bitches. He doing everything that he's supposed to do. But if he's sitting down and he focused on his plan and he doing what he got to do and he working, it don't matter if he make more money than you, because a real woman, she going to hold it down anyway. You ain't worried about his check because you got your own check. But at the same time, like, a lot of women, they don't think that way anymore. A lot of women, listen, this mine, I got this, this me, you going to do what I say do. That's not how life works.
That's not how life works.
You have to respect a man as a man. Your kids are seeing this. You're supposed to lead by example. So if your kids are seeing how you treat men as boys, they seeing how you treat men as girls, they seeing how you treat men. That's all bad, and it starts in the household, man. It starts in the household. We have to start leading by example, man, and we have to cherish our brothers, man. We got to accept them. We got to cherish them. We got to motivate them. We got to believe in them. Y'all talk about men running to these white girls, but guess what? They tired. Somebody ain't believing them. One too many people ain't believing them. One too many people shitted on them. One too many people gave them their ass to kiss. One too many people did enough, and enough was enough. So when are we going to start taking accountability for our own actions on how we treat our brothers?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's
some deep stuff, you know what I'm saying? And it did take me a while to get to this point, you know what I'm saying? And this has really been like this year, you know what I'm saying, where it kind of like shifted a little bit, and I know that it's going to shift back. But the thing too, and this is going to sound a little controversial when I say this or whatever, but what kind of got me off in this way of thinking or whatever, because I was always that type of person too. Oh, you know, the guy always got to make more. But then I was like, you know what, it's got to be a little bit of finesse too, you know what I'm saying? When I say this, and I don't want this to sound controversial. I don't want this to ever sound like that I'm living off a woman, but I'm just saying, I don't want to say
here
like
we go with the bullshit.
But what I'm just trying to say is this. A lot of times, I'm just saying, just look. This is going to sound a little controversial. I get that, but look.
Just say the shit, because you know I'm going to come back around this corner. I'm ready to come around the corner because you didn't say it finesse. So you didn't say the wrong word already.
So just like that pimp mentality, like I said, the woman is out there, she making more money than a pimp. You know what I'm saying? She bringing all the money to the table. But the pimp, right, he is going to finesse. He like, yo, I need to manage this, though. You know, I need to make sure. You right now, like, if you in position to thoroughbred and get it, and it ain't got to be pimping. It could be from, you know, what I'm saying.
You in this finesse word. Listen, ain't no finesse in it. I think you used to be a pimp in your other life. You had to be a pimp at some point in your life.
Hold on, let me just make my point. So all I'm just trying to say is this. If she out, and I'm saying, if you're a woman in any industry and she getting it the way she's supposed to be getting it, then that's good too. I mean, like I said, and then if it's vice versa, I should be doing the same thing. So the only point I'm just trying to get at is a good pimp. I mean, it gets, you know, a bad rap, but it's a great manager. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to keep you looking good. I'm going to keep you looking fine. I ain't even going to ride you hard because you for real, right?
See, yeah. What men fail to realize is that you got to have a little finesse. And that finesse, they ain't got to come in good game. He can look good with a big dick. Them niggas get way further than you average niggas. And the thing is that it's funny to me how you get these little dick or these fat dudes that try to play sexy-ass big dick nigga games. You can't play those games. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's be honest here, since we're being honest, okay? So when a man's packing, those dudes always got somebody taking care of him because he's doing what he got to do. And guess what? He probably going to get up and clean up around the house. He probably like, you know what, babe, I just got this part-time job, and I'm trying to get them to hire me, but I got this record, you know, so they ain't giving me more hours because they badly want me to get in there. But guess what? His dick hanging, you know what I'm saying, and it's heavy. And guess what? He cleaning up around the house, and he making sure the kids straight, and, you know, he eating, and he appreciative. Guess what? He going to get further. Don't think because, you know, so women, we blow men head up in the wrong way. We be making men feel like they the shit when they not. You know what I'm saying? Like, all men think they got good head, and you really don't. So here's the thing. This woman, she, you know, you done ate her ass. She, oh, it feels so good. Oh, God. Women are great actors. The shit is garbage, nigga. Cut it out. But, you know, you would never know that you don't have the right finesse game. You know what I'm saying? They don't never know, cuz. I done had some fat niggas try me.
Word. All right. I got you. Hey.
I had a fat nigga try to finesse me so hard, okay, that I was shocked. And I said, I got to be falling the fuck off. Bitch, I need the motherfucker to tighten up right now. Because ain't no way that you going to think you was going to finesse me looking like that. Ain't no way. But in hindsight, though, sis, we got a ladies out here. We got to give our brothers a break. Now, for my sisters out there, like I break it down like this because I just said common sense ain't common. I ain't calling you dumb. I'm just saying that you may not get the point. If he ain't doing nothing at all,
yeah,
he ain't got no dream. If he 48 and he want to be a rapper, sis, don't do it. But, you know, he 32, 38 talking about he want to go to NBA, sis, don't do it. I mean, it need to be a relatable dream that you can believe in. You just believe in him. Let me tell you something. I got a cousin. He had a full scholarship to college to play ball. He was a beast. One of the top in Florida, okay?
Okay.
And this girl came and said she was pregnant from him. And he said, man, you know what? I ain't doing none of that. I'm going to be here for my children. He's a father first. He was 17, 16, 17. And I say, man, well, cuz, don't you want to rethink? Don't you want to rethink giving up a whole scholarship? Why don't you bring them with you?
Wow.
He say, no, there ain't no place for them to be because I'm going to be too focused on I got school and this. And so I'm going to just get a job. I'm going to take care of my kids, right?
Oh, shit.
And he gave it up, and he got a job. 9 months later, the kid is about 10 months old now. You gave up the scholarship. You find out the baby ain't yours.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, I hate to hear that, man. I wish I could have got his ear, man. Listen.
You gave all this up, and this baby ain't yours, right? And that sent him into a deep depression.
Wow.
That sent him into a deep depression.
That's crazy. Damn. I hate to hear that. Shit.
That sent him into a really, really deep depression, right? And so the chick ended up getting pregnant for him for real before he got the DNA test because she more than likely knew that the child wasn't his. But in her defense, it wasn't that she was a hoe. She was being molested by somebody in her household. And she was trying to tell people, but she didn't know how to. So every situation when a man take a DNA test, you know, men just flop their heads, the baby ain't mine, the baby ain't mine. You don't know what that woman went through. So, you know, you got to, you know, ask questions. But she ended up having a baby from him, but that sent him in a depression for like 4 or 5 years. You grown now. You got this sister. Now, she was not black, okay? She was like Mexican or something. She changed his life, but her life was forever changed too, right? And so this sister came in his life when he was in this deep depression. And this sister loved every piece of him. And no matter how much he fucked up, she was right there. She going to cut up with you, and you're going to get right because we're going to do this. We're going to be together. And they did their thing off and on, off and on, off and on. And then she said, well, I'm going to get a place. And he was there. And he ain't have no job. But she understood that he was broken, okay? He was still young. Yeah. He had a way. He sat home and watched TV, and he said, you know, cuz, I sat down and I got tired of sitting at home watching TV. I got tired of making excuses for myself. I was hurt, but I had to get to it, right? So for four years, she held the fort down, okay? She allowed him to get right when he needed to get right. She stood by his side for 4 years. And when he came out of that spiral, he comes and said, man, I'm finna get my career started. I said, okay. Yeah. And he took off. He moved out of state, went to school, you know, for a couple months, came back. He got a career making more money than she did.
Yeah, that's what happened. See, that's what I'm trying to say. And that's when he got a
making more
real,
money than she did. And you know what?
Yeah.
You know what happened?
That's what happened.
They went from that small apartment and her driving her mom car to her having two cars to choose from.
Exactly.
Going to get it back.
That's what it is.
You know, we got two cars here. To having bigger places. To now, guess what? 10 years later, he married her, gave her two children. And the other kid that the Mexican chick had from him, he got custody of that kid, and that kid in the house, and she taking care of their kids, and they living great, and they bringing in over $100,000 a year in the household, and they living nice, and they got all nice cars, and they cars all paid off. You understand me? When you look at it, it's like you got to go through something to get something. You have to believe in the individual, but the individual got to believe in himself. A man ain't going to sit down too long to not have no money. You know, he might go through something, and it may be hard, but if you believe in him, even if you don't believe in him, I believe in you, baby. I know that you're going to come out of it. You know, everybody goes through things, but why are you going to leave your situation from with your people and what they're going through to go get with somebody else, and they're going to be lying, they still got somebody else, now you got to deal with the multiple chicks, at least he was home every day.
That's a real ass topic.
Where you at? When you coming to see me? But you see him every single day because he was home. He was home because he was depressed. He was home because he had this job that ain't really paying him no money, but he can't really get no job paying him no more money because guess what? This society is not predicated for our black men. Now they trying to give our black women all of the money so therefore we can become these super independent women and we feel like we don't need a man for real. But when you get this money, you still get your brother. You bring him along with you. You put him in position. Now you made this money here. You in this position. You making $75,000 a year. Boo-boo, don't live like the Joneses. You take them $75,000 a year. You get y'all a two-bedroom apartment, and y'all bust it out for 2 good years. You stack some money up. You make sure y'all cars paid off. You help him start a business. Then you move into something big. So I think sometimes we got to downgrade what we're doing, downgrade our ideas of how we're supposed to be living, and bring that person that we went up with us, because we was at that point at one day. You can't play the white man game. You have to be there with your brothers, man. If he is trying, and he is rightfully so, he is trying, but he's just not making the same type of money that you making. He is not doing what you doing. It's okay. I love this couple. Super Sin and Lou. Super Sin from Crayon Case. Her old man Lou. He do T-shirts. He don't make as much money as she do now. She blew up and became a multimillionaire in a year, okay? She surpassed him. Guess what? She still love him to death, love him to pieces. She's still right there. She still let him be a man. You may not make as much money as I do, but, babe, you know, still pay some bills. She's still right there with her man, doing everything, finna marry her man that she makes more money than, and she still allow him to be the king and allow him to run the household as he should, because that's how it's supposed to go. So we gotta check ourselves, because if you don't think that man can run the household, so therefore you got to run the household, then you with the wrong man, because you should never be with somebody that you don't feel like can run your household. You got to believe in the man that you're with, and that starts with the initial relationship, at the beginning of the relationship. Do you believe that he can run his household? Do you believe that he can be the man that you need him to be? It's not all financial. How you mad at him because he don't make more money than you, but you barely making money?
True. It's levels to it, man. It's deep. Like I said, especially when you get in a marriage, it's deep. You know what I'm saying? So that's my one advice I give out to people. And like I said, if you're going to be in a marriage for the long run, you're going to have the ebbs and flows. You know what I'm saying? If you study any married couple or whatever, you'll see that it's been, if they're a strong couple, you'll see that it's been parts where, you know what I'm saying? Some years this side was on point. Other years this side was on point, but you're together with it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. And like I said, at the end of the day, I want to build wealth, man. And my whole thing of building wealth is, once you can't stress this enough, is getting out of debt. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is, I hate to admit it, but it is what it is. But this is a, you know, this society. I mean, it's America. It's a capitalist society. So to flourish in this environment that we live in the United States, you got to play by their rules. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to learn the tricks of the trade. You know what I'm saying? You got to do the stuff that they doing to get ahead. And like I said, the main thing comes with getting out of debt, getting your credit together, and, you know, maximizing. You know what I'm saying? And wealth only comes when you owe nobody, because now it's all a plus. It's no minus. You know what I'm saying? That's the motive. Just as a black culture, you know, we got to get on top of that. Like you said, this was a great topic, because I think this does cause a lot of tension in certain households. You know, it's jealousy that can creep in from one side to the other. You know what I'm saying? It's a power struggle that can creep in from one side to another when it's really lopsided. I'm talking about when it's lopsided, when, like, one person is making all the money and the other person's not making anything. They're not bringing nothing. Then it's just like a, you know, you holding power over them because you know you got them, because you controlling everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just as a society, we got to work past some issues and not get caught up in certain media things and things of that nature that's just, you know, that's going to be counterproductive. You know what I'm saying? So I think this was just a great topic.
Right. You still, you know what, the biggest thing is that somebody told me this analogy, and this was probably the best thing that I had ever heard in my life, and it put me on track to understanding. We don't pay attention to the words enough. You know, we don't pay attention to words that are being spoken, words that we speak, and addiction. Right? The word addiction. For a woman, your addiction should be a dick. For a man, your addiction should be that woman. You know what I'm saying? The addiction of a woman. And a lot of us are addicted to being alone, because we feel like we can do it on our own. We don't want the drama. We don't want to go through it. We don't want to share our space. We want space. Now, granted, I'm an Aquarius, and I love my space, okay? So if it's somebody that I can be in the household with and I can still have my space, I don't have to feel like I got to be up under them 24/7 or they got to be up under me 24/7 for us to feel like we having a good time and enjoying ourselves. That's the perfect combination for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want you up under me, but I'm going to make sure that you straight, you know, while you're in the house with me.
Yeah.
And for me, it was growing, and I was addicted to being by myself. I was addicted to having my own space. I was addicted to running my life the way I wanted it to run my life. I was addicted to not having to answer to anybody. But when you with somebody, all that changed. You become a new person. You become of that person because you become addicted to that person. That, you got to tell that man where you're going, when you're going, how you're going, who you're going with. Those are things that you should do, because those are the things that are required in a relationship, and we don't live relationships as we should these days. These days, everybody want to feel like they can do what they want to do, but when you have somebody else, when you say, okay, this is what we're doing, when you start sleeping with somebody else on the regular, when you sleeping with this individual without a condom, when you talking to an individual every single day, listen, all of that go out of the window. It's no more what you want to do. It becomes, what can you do? And we don't give that power enough, because we want to hold on to the power. But as women, we do not have power. We have control. We can control how things go. We can control how people interact with us, but we don't have the power to change anything because power comes from man. When you start to really get in tune with your spiritual space, you ain't going to want all these men around you because you don't want your space tainted that way. Because guess what? He's sleeping with God knows who, and he got those spirits on him. If you sleeping with God knows who, you got those spirits on you. And every time you sleep with a man, you exchange spirits. You exchange that space. You intermingle your space with that individual. Whenever you sleep with a man, you're intermingling your space. If you sleep with a man without a rubber, you're intertwining your souls. So if you sleeping with all these people, you can't get right because you got all this baggage on you. So when you sleeping with the one individual in your life, you need to stick to it. And for the women that can sleep with 4 or 5 men at one time, you know, sis, I salute you, but that's probably why you fucked up in the head, because you got all of this baggage on you and you need to release it. And you need to understand, like, listen, it's easy to give up. It's easy to give up, man. Listen, I done gave up a couple times on situations that I really can't, but I understand I have to focus on the permanent situation. And like I said, I did this show a couple weeks ago, and I was finally talking to y'all about my situation. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, I really don't talk about my situation too tough, but at the end of the day, that's all that it took, because it changed damn near instantly when I finally spoke about it. You know, sometimes
it
takes
understanding. You had it. Okay, go ahead. No, my fault. Don't lose your train of thought. Okay.
No, go ahead.
So now I'm just saying, that was. It seemed like you just had to get that off your chest. Once you got off your
chest,
right?
And then that's when people realize, okay, she not playing no more. You know, when I'm not playing no more. And then, you know, guess what? We have a whole new situation at this point. And then that's all that it was. It's like, okay, dude, I'm exhausted. I'm beat. Now people are starting to pay attention. Yeah, I'm strong. Yeah, I make it look easy. But you know what? I'm exhausted. I can't say it enough. I'm exhausted. I'm mentally, I'm physically, I'm exhausted. I need everybody to do what they need to do so I can get myself on track. I can't focus how I'm accustomed to focusing because I'm mentally exhausted. And guess what? Everybody came along and everybody started doing what they had to do and everybody pulled together and I have my family and I'm in a whole different space at this point in my life. So for me to be able to share these moments with you guys is just because I've been through it myself. I was that woman that was super independent and couldn't nobody tell me nothing because I make my own, I do my own, I do this, I do that. But that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. But to follow protocol, you're supposed to go make your own, get your own, do your own. But when a man is in your life and a man is in that picture, you are supposed to relinquish power. You are supposed to be submissive.
Facts. Facts. Man, you said that better than I could have. That's facts right there.
You are supposed to submit no matter what it is. You can't be talking about he make this. Baby. You can't be talking about he make this and he make that and he don't do this and he don't do that. What you got to do is be submissive. You got to give up and give in. And guess what? You will be a happier individual, sis. You will be so happy because guess what? Now you're intermingling your world with somebody. Sometimes it ain't on our terms. I had the biggest problem with if it ain't done how I want it done, then it ain't done right, or I don't want it. I had a struggle of relinquishing this power. Gotta let it go.
Gotta let it go.
Try it and see how it works. All right. What you got on the world famous chop up? How much time? Are we ready for the chop up yet?
Yeah, we ready. I think we covered it. We got about a half an hour left for the show, so we get into the world famous chop up. So, yeah. So look, this is something we're excited about. This we started this segment maybe a couple of weeks ago. And this is the world famous chop up. So this is just things that's going on that I think might be kind of interesting. So first, before I get into it, did you have anything that you want to bring to the world famous chop up?
Oh, man, listen, these dogs and children, man. I read this
dogs
story. Dogs and children, man.
I
heard a 911 call, man. This mother, they had a dog. It was a pit bull. And it was a family dog. So they had it for years. And then they got this kid.
That don't sound good.
And let me tell you something. Pit bulls are territorial dogs. And
they
hear people say, oh, they're the best dogs. They this, they that, this,
yeah,
that, other. So I can hear what you're saying. But when the news
What's
keeps saying
black
things
folks
different.
And pit bulls, man? What's up
but
with
this,
black
this couple was white. They was white.
Okay.
And
I'm just saying. It just seemed like it's something with black folks and pit bulls. I just had to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? I can say it because I'm black, but I don't understand the infatuation with pit bulls and a lot of black people.
Listen, this is a white lady, and they had
okay.
a family pit bull, and the pit bull was in the toddler. She was like one going on two, something like that, and she was in there playing, and the mother turned her back for 2 seconds, and the pit bull locked on the little girl. And she was on the 911 call. The operator telling her, hit the dog in the head as hard as you can. Hit him in the nose. Do this, do that. Everything that this lady tried to do did not happen. The dog would not let her daughter go for nothing in the world, okay? You can hear her in the 911 operator. She's screaming. She's like, he just won't stop. He just won't stop. The police arrived. Police killed the dog. A couple hours later, her daughter died in the hospital. People, I can't express this shit to you enough. No matter how we look at it and what we think about it, dogs are still creatures. Yes, they can communicate with us in their own little way, but dogs are territorial. So if humans are territorial, you know, this dog done been in this family, and now you got this little baby that gets all this attention. You know, this baby's one. She probably hit the dog or, you know, anything. She could have had something the dog wanted, and, you know, the dog could have just had enough. Whatever it is, these pit bulls are killing children. I don't know at what point we all figure out to stop having fucking pit bulls around your children because you feel like it can't happen to you, but the dog gonna die. Is it worth losing your child behind a dog that's gonna be dead? You got to take responsibility of that. You got to feel like shit that you had a dog that you allowed to kill your child. I need y'all to stop getting these big-ass dogs around these children. If whoever I'm with, if he love dogs, okay, great. Love your dog somewhere the fuck else. I don't run this household, but I can damn sure assure you there ain't no dog coming to my household. I got boys, and they aggressive. Ain't no dog coming in here.
That's all you
unless
need.
That motherfucker go to my ankles.
Damn. All right. Well, look, so that's that, man. That's something crazy right there, man. I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, so let me try to lighten the mood a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So here's what I'm bringing to the world famous shop of. What is Blexit? Are you hip to Blexit? Have you heard that term yet?
Dyslexic, yeah.
I didn't say dyslexic.
Oh.
Blexit. It's spelled B-L-E-X-I-T. Blexit. You heard that?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, let me put the people on because I think this is a story that's going to slowly start to catch momentum. So it's a female named Candace Owens, and she's a right-wing female. And, you know, I think she's like pro-Trump, you know, supporter. She's got a following. And she's black, you know, so she's, you know, and a lot of stuff that she, you know, I've seen her on Twitter. I actually started following her on Twitter recently because it just came out. She, you know, kind of got in the news a little bit. But she always kind of turned me off, you know. So a few of those, like, right-wing people that I do follow just to get, you know, some of the black people that's into that, just to get, like, a balance. But for something about her I wasn't feeling just yet, you know what I'm saying? So I never followed it, although I knew of her. So anyway, fast forward, and now we got on Tuesday, we got, you know, elections coming up, all types of senators, House of Representatives, all types of new laws, you know, everything's going to be voted on, you know, mayors, all types of stuff, I guess. You know, I haven't really been following, the only thing I'm really following is the presidential election when that come around, me personally. But, you know, if you into that, definitely go out there and vote, change your community. So anyway, long story short, you know, my man Kanye, shout out to Kanye, you know, he's been on his shit, you know what I'm saying? And I have respected a lot of the things that he's been doing because I just think it's going against the grain and not getting so caught up in this whole liberal groupthink, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, long story short, Kanye shouted out Candace Owens a long time ago. So, I mean, a few months ago. So they had built somewhat of a relationship. And go to find out, I guess this Blexit campaign or whatever that she's putting together, it's like a movement that she's putting together. And what it is like blacks exiting the Democratic Party. I guess that's what it kind of means or whatever. So long story short, I guess, you know, she had been having some conversations with Kanye, and she was coming up with some different designs for the logo because she wanted to really kickstart the campaign, you know, like especially drumming it up around this time, you know, of the elections. So I think Kanye had given her some advice on, like, the logo, and supposedly she took the logo and ran with it, you know what I'm saying, and was like, yo, Kanye designed this or whatever. So then Kanye, about a week ago or a few days ago, denounced it, was like, nah, like, I feel like I've been used. I'm like, you know, I'm done being political. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to just concentrate on music, get back to my creativity. This political, you know, this political stuff to get too much. So then from there, social media just had a big wave. Kanye parts ways with Trump, says he's been used. They just totally took it and made it like it was Trump instead of this Candace Owens person. So I just thought that was very interesting because he hasn't said that, oh, no, I'm so anti-Trump or nothing like that. It's just this whole Blexit thing. So, but not for nothing, I did do some, like, research on some of the stuff that he was talking, and it's kind of interesting. I mean, I'm not about to just be for it. I'm just going to see how it's going to be interesting to see how this kind of, like, transpires, especially, you know, as we get closer to the presidential election. So the reason why I bring it up to a world famous chop up, and the reason I think it's interesting, it's a story that I'm going to really keep my eye on, is because one, I forgot this one chick's name, but she's a right-wing chick that I do follow. I wish I should have did a little bit more research on her to put this out there, but she had a really interesting commentary talking about Kanye. What's her name? Damn, I didn't write it down. But anyway, she's a black female. She's one that I follow. She's, like, really pro-Trump. But she was just talking about how, like, oh, yeah, Kanye, this is – I can't believe that you would – you know, you came so far. We respected you so much because you was just everything that we thought you were. And, like, you know, going against this whole group thing or the whole liberal thing. And then you just totally denounced it. Like, you felt to the media and all this other stuff. And then she was making it seem
right,
like, oh, this is about to be the – yeah, real quick. She was making it seem like this is about to be the best thing since – not the best thing, but this is going to be so like Harriet Tubman, like, you know, like leading the whatever to the promised land, leading us. So because basically what Blexit is supposed to be or what it symbolizes is like not looking for handouts, you know, just being treated like as any other American and just going for yours. I'm going to keep my eye on it. But it's just interesting. I'm interested to see Kanye's got a new album called Yandy coming out, I think Black Friday. It's going to be interesting to see his side of things and see as this takes shape more, like if he's going to go back to it, if he's going to still, you know, part ways with it, if he's going to make up with them, and, you know, the whole Trump situation. So I just thought that's a interesting topic. So I just want to I'm going to be kind of like keeping my eye on that story because I think it's going to bubble. And I just think it's very interesting. What do you think about anything I just said? I mean, you got anything?
I'm with you on that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm with
okay.
you on that. I want to see how that turns out.
Yeah, because you know some of the guys, if you go to Candace Owens is the face of it. I think it's her movement, but the other chick, I wish I would have wrote her name down. But what I'm just trying to say is they've been, like, tweeting out certain people and certain people is what they're moving. And the things they talk about, it just seemed like really black folks that I don't really disagree with a lot of stuff they're saying. So it's just going to be interesting. But anyway, so that's one topic. I'm going to keep you posted on the chop-ups coming up.
I'm pretty sure that everybody is following the governor's election in Georgia. Just because
okay.
Keisha Bottoms became the mayor of Atlanta, first woman.
Right?
I don't think she's the first woman, but in a long time. And then with a name like Keisha, you know, they're like, oh, she ghetto.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Atlanta's so
right
dope.
Now they got Stacey Abrams that is going.
Okay.
And what I can tell my people, please vote, please vote, please vote.
Okay.
We know that these people can pull stops, but guess what? Ain't nothing like some black people that really want something bad enough They watching all of the elections. They watching the polls. They making sure. And the last thing I seen, Stacey Abrams was in the lead. So we only have a couple more days with this election, maybe two. So please go out and vote. Support a sister. Put a sister in there. She is trying to put an end to private prisons in the state of Georgia. And I just read something today that the private prisons have spent a lot of money to support the Republican. So now they're trying to put their money behind the white guys, because if she closed the private prisons, you know, there's a lot of people that's going to lose some money. And, of course, they don't want to lose no money. It's a lot of people that don't want to lose no money, you know, when it comes to Georgia, because they're going to lose a lot of money if they stop letting them, you know, put those brothers away. Now, granted, and I'm going to say this with
the
utmost respect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this with the utmost respect that these guys in Georgia, they are out of hand. And not to say, like, they don't need to have some type of, you know, prison reform in Georgia. But I think the people that need to be going to prison are getting away. And they're not, you know, they're not doing their time. And the people that shouldn't be in there, it's a lot of those. But Georgia is a really... Georgia is a place that they need some type of help there. They need to really start being in tune with the young kids that are there, because they are out of control. So I really hope that Stacey Abrams will bring that black mama attitude
black
to
mama.
Georgia. Yeah, you know, be that black mama to be like, oh, y'all gonna get it together over here or else, you know.
Yeah.
Governor Deal, he did some things, but you got to think, too, you know, those folks over there in Georgia, you know, they on the racist side. So it's okay as long as they can still run Georgia, I want to say. And if they allow Stacey to get in there, it's like they're gonna lose some of their momentum. There's been people that have been executed in the state of Georgia that were supposedly innocent. So I'm really looking to see how this play out.
You know what?
That
also,
was...
too, I want to play like something. I was able to find it. So getting back to my story, too, this is the world-famous Chopper, by the way. But getting to that story that I was telling about Blexit, I got this snippet that I'm going to play on the show real quick. The chick that I was talking about that was talking about Kanye, that's down with the whole Blexit movement, her Instagram is the right Melissa. So I'm just going to play 2-minute videos real quick of it, and so you can hear what she had to say. So just let me know, Ms. Lovely Black, if it comes in clearly enough. Let me see if I can cue this up right. And here we go. All right, hold on. I'm getting it together now. All right, so let me. All right, here we go.
It's one thing to make yourself out to be a coward to the people who are living today, but it's another thing to be considered a coward for the rest of all time. What Kanye West doesn't understand is that Blexit is not about one person. It's not about a T-shirt. Blexit is a movement. And it is a movement of social change that is going to go down in history. And Kanye is going to find himself at the wrong side of history. He's going to be the guy that refused to help Harriet Tubman build the Underground Railroad. That's how serious this is. I mean, right now, if you see what is taking place with the Democrat Party, the way they have exploited black people for votes, and the inner cities are violent, living in poverty, and everything else that is taking place, and we start to see a movement of people waking up and leaving that type of mentality.
The victim.
Very interesting. And then, very interesting. And I'm just going to play one more snippet, and then we're going to move on from this. But I just thought it was very interesting. I just want the people to hear this.
inner city youth who looked up to you, who saw you march into the White House with a Make America Great Again hat. A hat that represents the lowest black unemployment in history. A hat that represents black businesses coming back. A hat that represents free thinking. And they looked up to you. And then now, because you get pressure from the media or whoever you got pressure from, you just abandon those kids. You just abandon that movement that you say you're a free thinker. So if you look at the amount of backlash that these young inner city kids have gotten from their community for daring to go to the White House to meet with the president who actually cares about the issues that plague black communities and is willing to have a dialogue and willing to...
All right, so that's that. I'm going to leave that there. But, yeah, so that's... I just wanted to...
She was spitting facts. She was spitting facts.
Yeah, so that
but it just shows you guys how much... That how much, you know, of things that will go wrong, but the damage has already been done that Kanye caused. You know, not like I said, not everything that Trump do is bad, but, you know, as an individual, he's nobody that I really want to sit down and have tea with, right? But now you have these people that are now cooning because of Kanye. You know, now they're walking around with a Make America Great Again hat on. I seen something in, I think it was Starbucks or something, and the white boy literally stepped to the black man and made him take his Make America Great
hat. I don't like that shit. He should have punched that white boy in his face. Straight up. Straight up. He should, like, yo, that's the part that kills me. Ain't no white person gonna tell me how to fucking think. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate that shit. I hate if some white person be like, oh no, you should be racist. This is racist. You should, oh, like, yo. So but I saw that clip or whatever, and I just was like,
yeah, but damage is done, and for Kanye to fall into that, I think Kanye just wanted to be a part of something. But you gotta think, Kanye was campaigning for this guy. You know, and he was seen with him before he became president. And then after you became president, you know, the president said you weren't welcome to the White House. You weren't being invited. And now when his numbers drop and he's getting heat, now he want to invite you to the White House. Now you want to go and sit down. But you had to understand that you were employed, because if that was the case, when you were seen meeting with him prior to the election and he didn't invite you to the White House and said publicly you weren't invited, you have to think that there's something going on for you to be invited.
Well, but in all fairness, he couldn't have invited him to the warehouse before he was elected, because he wasn't elected yet.
No, after he got elected, he had something at the White House, and he said Kanye was not invited.
Oh, okay.
He said he wasn't invited, but now, you know, now you're invited. Now, like you know, it's a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
Let's not get it twisted, okay? Kardashians are definitely, you know, they can say what they want to say in public, but they are definitely for Trump, because Trump is for them. Trump is for the rich people. If you're rich, he's going to make
sure
that you stay rich. He's going to make sure that you don't have to give too much to the people that have less than. So do you think that the Kardashians are not? These people are billionaires. Okay? These people are billionaires. They are just like him. But guess what? Their fan base is not. So being that they're fan, they have to appease to their fan base, but you know damn well the Kardashians are for fucking Trump. When you look at the simple things that they do, granted, Kim Kardashian went and helped get one lady released from prison. I think it was two, another one after that. But that's not a win. A win is when you get hundreds of these people free that shouldn't be in there. A win is when you change laws to stop this from happening. That's a win.
That's it. That the last part you said is that part. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. So that's what's up. So yeah, that's some, you know, real interesting things that's going on. Let me see. I mean, also too, you know, I'm gonna get into my top 10 list. You know what I'm saying? I haven't had a top 10 list in a minute. So I kind of want to get into that before we get out of here. So without further ado, this is my top 10 adult entertainers in the in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is a platform that we talk about real topics, but also too, I like to have dialogue and different things with the adult community, because like I said, a lot of times they don't get the shine to promote their certain projects and stuff like that because of society. You know what I'm saying? So here on the world famous Chop Up, I like to just give them a shout out. So look, top 10, here we go. So number 10, I got Portia Carrera. She's been in my top 10 for a minute. She's at number 10 right now, but she's definitely like a young OG. You know what I'm saying? She's still doing her thing. Number 9, I got Miss Tori Taylor. She's a fly Jamaican doing her thing. Number 8, I got Miss Nadia J. Shout out to Detroit. She represents the D. Number 7, I got Taylor Fox. She's interesting. I think she's from Detroit, too. She hasn't been around in a minute, but she's definitely one to check out. Taylor Fox. Number 6, I got Miss Brittany White. Yeah, shout out to her. Number 5, I got the dreaded porn star, Julie K. Number 4, very interesting, because she just came back to the game. She took a little time off, but we got Miss Chanel Hart. You know what I'm saying? Representing Pittsburgh. Definitely want to see what she got, you know, what she got up her sleeve, what she's going to come back with. Number 3, I got Bethany Benz. And no, I'm not related to her, but Bethany Benz, like I said, she dropped a DVD with LT a couple weeks ago that went hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? Instant classic. Number 2, I think it's very interesting. Another female that took some time off, coming back to the game, Miss Tiana Trump. And she's interesting, too. I really want to get her on the show. So anybody out there, if you know her or whatever, tell her, you know, she's definitely welcome on Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. She did a little time. She had to sit down for, like, a drug charge, like some marijuana charges, you know, state-to-state charges. She did almost like a year or something like that. But she's back, ready to go, back in the game, Tiana Trump. And number 1, you know, I think she's going to be, like, AVN Female of the Year. But, you know, the AVN Awards, they just like the Oscars and shit. You know what I'm saying? They always give it to some white chick. But she's definitely going to be nominated. But number 1 is Jenna Fox. So that is the top 10. Check those females out. Holla at them. Tell them they need to get on the show, promote what they're into. And that's it. And then let me see here. What else we got in the world famous shop? We got about 8 minutes. Let me ask you this, too. Ms. Love and Hip Hop. Do you ever watch Love and Hip Hop?
Do I ever watch who?
Love and Hip Hop. It's a guilty pleasure.
You know what? I haven't been this in tune to any of the shows this last season, so I haven't really watched much of it.
Okay. Well, me and my wife, you know what I'm saying, we definitely sit down and, like, kind of, like, chill out, you know, watch some ratchet TV every so often. You know what I'm saying? We get caught up. We like Black Ink Crew. We like Love and Hip Hop. But the story out of Love and Hip Hop is kind of interesting. Shout out to Tierra Marie. She's been an interesting character. You know, we talked about her maybe, what, a few months back when she had the sex tape that came out or whatever. She had a lawsuit about the dude. You know, she was saying revenge porn. They had broken up, and he put the tape out because, you know, she broke up with him or something like that. And, you know, and we were talking about, you know, her head game, if it's good or not. So anyway, you know, so now on the show, you know, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, this is actually the time that all that has transpired. So they're talking about it in real time, what we talked about, you know, a few months back. So long story short, she did come up with a lawsuit against the guy. I think his name is like Akbar or some shit. But what's interesting about this dude is, yo, this dude is pimping on another level. And what I mean by that, he's got like sister wives. So he got like a little Spanish chick. Then he's got some chick out of Dallas or something like that, but they just go hard for him. Like, they just straight up sister wives. It ain't even no pimp shit. I mean, it is some pimp shit, but it's different. You know what I'm saying? Because they like sister wives. Like, they just down for him. So he want Tierra Marie to be part of his clique. You know what I'm saying? And I think it came out recently that she has joined. You know what I'm saying? Which is interesting because if you watch the show, she's going back and forth, and they're like, oh, nah, like, you know, like he was, I'm trying to be done with him. But he was putting it like what you were saying. A dude come along, put it down on you so good, you know what I'm saying, with that D, you know what I'm saying? And I guess he did that. And, you know, he kind of took up some headspace in her mind, and she's just gone, you know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of interesting, you know, seeing that dynamic and what how he was able to get her to submit to, like, his whole thing, you know what I'm saying, his whole sister wife thing, being that she was, like, a, you know, I know it's been a while since she had music out, but it's just interesting how he was able to just pull her in, and now it looks like she's going to be another sister wife, and maybe that's going to, you know, spin into something else. That they
oh, wow.
So they back together. Yeah, that's the point I'm trying to get at. Like, if you watch any of this season, she was going back and forth. That's like one of the big storylines. Like, oh, I can't believe he would do this to me, because, you know, like I said, we were talking about it. And yeah, it seemed like she's with him. So it's just interesting to see it happen on the show. So I thought that was interesting. And then also too, not for nothing, it's another storyline that's kind of interesting on the show. So it's like some mothers on the show, right? This is a dude named A1. He got his mom on the show. She's funny as hell. You know what I'm saying? And then it's just his wife, Lyrica. She's got her mother on the show. She's kind of interesting. I mean, not interesting. She's kind of like a mess or whatever. But anyway, it's this other chick named Amber, and she's got a mother too. Her name is Sean or something like that, right? But anyway, the first two mothers I mentioned, they washed up. Like, I hate to say it, but they washed up. You know what I'm saying? But they on the show or whatever. But this chick Sean, who's Amber's mother, she like with the shits, you know what I'm saying? She's like a young hustler, and you know, but she got an older daughter, and her older daughter is attractive. And it's just interesting. I'm not condoning this, but it's just interesting. If you watch it, like, she using her daughter as a pawn to get into the show to like do certain things and manage certain art. It's interesting. Like, she had a fight. She pulled off the daughter's wig and hit. It was, you know what I'm saying? So, look, man, it's a guilty pleasure. Loving hip hop, it's just been off the chain. It's been just some just interesting scenarios going on. So that's pretty much it. World famous Chop Up. Anything else you want to add before we get out of here? So I know it was a lot I talked about. You know what I'm saying?
You had done ran it down. Nope. Follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black One. That's TheNewMissLovelyBlack1. The number one. On Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one, MizzLuvliBlack, the number one. And follow my business page. Follow my business page. You got to give it a shout out. It's SBANDDLLC. SBANDDLLC. I've been doing my artist promo, and you can find all of the updates on the show. And any projects that I'm pretty much doing, I promote it on that page. So all I can say is just stay tuned to that page right there. I actually want to thank you guys, you know, for tuning in consistently every single week. I see the followers going up. I see the listening base, you know, continuously going up. I thank you so much for, you know, tuning in, and we're going to continue to grow. And thank you to my people that now, you know, hit me up every Sunday and ask me if we're doing a show so they can tune in.
Thank you to everybody
that's listening from the link. I appreciate you. We did our short pilot on streaming live, so I'm just trying to make it make sense as far as the whole live stream situation, so that we can do something that covers all platforms. I purchased some things, and they came to me for the new show, so I'm doing a whole new setup with the show, so stay tuned for that. I got positive feedback, and the numbers were extremely well when it came to streaming live via Facebook. So if I can get those same numbers across all platforms, you know, we had over, you know, 400 people looking at shows on Facebook, and that was just my personal Facebook page. So, you know, we're just looking to grow and continue to grow and continue to be thankful for everything that you guys bring to the show, because without you guys, it wouldn't be any us. And I thank my co-host for being so awesome and being in tune and to, you know, have this discussion every Sunday night and, you know, to do his part and what he brings to the show, and the chemistry that we have, you know, it became such an amazing thing. And Mo, do your part, you know, close out the show.
So that's what's up. So definitely follow me on my social media outlets. Really, it's just one, but But definitely check me out on Twitter. That's where I flourish, you know what I'm saying? So if you just want to get at me, you know what I'm saying, get at me on Twitter. It's M-O-B-I-N-N-S. That's the handle. You know, talk to me. I talk back. If you want to be on the show, get at me. You know, you can email me. That's going to be MOBINNS@gmail. And my Instagram is, you know, it's on the low, you know what I'm saying? But definitely, if you want to follow me on there, like I said, it's just really just artistic shit that I'm just feeling at the time. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even going to see no pictures of me in the time being. But anyway, if you want to follow me on there, that's MOBINNS. And that's what's up. It's been an awesome show. We got it, you know, got some real topics discussed. It was definitely enjoyable. And tune in same time next week.
I'm so proud of you. He took it to the door tonight, y'all.
I took it to the
minute. With 25 seconds left. That's the closest he'd ever got.
There we go.
He getting better, y'all. He getting better. He going
to
get it down to the last 1 second.
Yeah,
I feel
to
it.
The last drop.
I know it.
That's
salute to all everybody right, listening in all the way from here, you know, Africa, all of our people across the world that tune into the show every Sunday. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you very much. We acknowledge you. And without you, there would be no us. I love you.
Peace.
Good night.
Bye-bye.